Everyone to the digitally uploaded live stream podcast that we're doing this morning. It is a fine Sunday morning over here in Australia. It is currently 6:23 a.m. and I've been watching people talk about Battlefront for the last about hour and a half. With me today, we've got Ginny.
Hi, everyone.
And we are both having a grand old time with EA and its wonderful annual releases of FIFA and NBA and also FIFA.
And Madden,
and also some FIFA. And then, you know, just to mix up a bit, we'll go to Need for Speed for like 2 minutes and then go back to FIFA, just so that you guys can all feel the, you know, the hype for FIFA and Cristiano Ronaldo. So at this point, I think what's really important to do is just sort of to, you know, think through how, you know, we all feel about the press conference, because, oh, it was a press conference. So, Ginny, I'm really upset that you actually missed this, but it was one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. At the very beginning, there were just drums. It was just drums.
Are you talking like taiko drumming, or like just like...
Like military style.
Against a hi-hat?
A bit of both. A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. That was one of the strangest things I've seen in a while. And then you have the most evil-looking man in the history of the world, who is the current CEO of EA, I believe. And yeah, he talked about how good Madden was, which was great. It comes down to just like, realistically, I don't think anyone was expecting them not to talk about FIFA, Madden, or NBA, but we don't really need to at this point, because it's FIFA, Madden, and NBA. Like, apart from like having Pele on stage like they did a couple of years ago, they're not gonna top that.
Yeah, I think the presentation quality has also, I think, impacted on the strength of its delivery. I mean, nothing against Dead, the guy who was basically dead behind the eyes. I mean, kudos to him for going out there and doing his job. But
He did a thing. Yeah.
But I think in terms of this conference this year, it was very much about letting the product speak for themselves, but there wasn't a lot of product.
Yeah, it was like maybe four games.
Unless we're counting Star Wars Battlefront and the three identical trailers of motion capture Cristiano Ronaldo for FIFA 18. There wasn't really anything else to actually look at.
Not really.
So, yeah.
I'm going to say that this is probably my game of the press conference. It's probably yours as well, because it wasn't boring. Was the new game from the brothers Tale of Two Sons developer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was quite good. Yeah.
I completely forget what it's called.
A Way Out.
Yes. It's 6:30. I've been up for like 3 hours, and by 3 hours, I mean two. I can't even count properly anymore. But yeah, that looks wonderful. Looks really, really cool. So for those of you who missed it, it's actually just like a straight up like multiplayer split screen co-op game where you have to try and break out of a prison. It looks interesting. It looks like something that I would honestly play. And given how much I enjoy, you know, split-screen stuff over, you know, online multiplayer, I honestly think it could be really, really interesting. And only thing that I'm a little bit worried about personally is that it might become too much of a focus on, like, this open-world stuff. Because they were pushing this, like, open-environment sort of thing, and I'm worried that that's going to have some expectations that it'll be, like, this sprawling landscape, but I don't think it will be. So they've got to be careful with that, because otherwise they'll end up with a No Man's Sky situation on their hands. I really don't want that.
Yeah, I'm just not sure how an open world situation would work in terms of this split screen co-op.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's going to be quite tightly controlled, because you've got to have them both almost pretty much at the same location.
Yeah.
Well, every time, like feet apart.
Yeah, which is when it will be the strongest, obviously. Like that sort of, you know, working that, in a small environment doing like puzzles together would be quite good.
So I just pictured like those two like buff, rough men like just in The Witness trying to break their way.
They just start like hitting Jonathan Blow's panels.
Oh god.
He's like, stop breaking my game. yeah, so that was honestly probably the best part of the show. It was also one of the shortest parts of the show.
Yeah, but I think it got the job done.
It did, and the guy presenting was one of the happiest dudes I've ever seen in my life. And
exactly, he was just loving it. The rest, not so much.
Yeah, he looked like he was having a fun time, and I guess Like, we can talk about Battlefront, but it's Battlefront, and I don't really feel like I have anything to say other than it's Battlefront.
Well, I guess if we do like a general summary of the Battlefront content, new maps, night maps, a lot of content being released which people have already paid for with the season pass. So good on you, EA.
They're not like actually trying to ruin everything with DLC like they did with the original, which is awesome. It's really smart from them. Like, it's a nice change.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And they've also got the Russian female death squad, whose name I didn't quite catch when they introduced the Russian female death squad.
Yeah.
But that's happening.
Yes, that's not for Battlefront, that's for Battlefield.
Oh, Battlefield, fuck, that's right.
God, the same game.
Oh, they all just meld together.
They've become a singular being, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, so that's also on that topic. There's 6 new maps going to Battlefield 1. They are part of the season pass, which, if you're like me and a massive sucker, I bought it because I suck. Yeah, it's definitely just like, it's just more Battlefield. Like, honestly, there was nothing really new apart from the A Way Out footage that I feel like really justified having, you know, any sort of thing with it. Which sucks. I mean, we can also talk about Need for Speed, The Fast and the Furious. Do you want to talk about that? Because that's also a game, I guess.
Well, I mean, if we're going to cover all the games for posterity's sake, which I feel like we should in some way, shape,
or form. All 4 of them.
Whether it's critical or meh. I think Need for Speed looks great.
Yes, I will agree with you 100%. That slow motion is gorgeous.
It looks amazing, but we know that games can, you know, basically throw a mountain of slow-mo at me, and I will feel immersed and entertained. So my standards for racing games, well, I say racing games, I mean, you know, what was it they called it? They called it an action driving game. That's right. An action driving game.
Sounds so buzzwordy.
My standards for action driving games are quite low. I don't play many of them, mainly because if I wanted to play action, an action driving game with some sort of story, I would probably just play GTA. But Need for Speed looks promising in the sense that it looks good, it seems to handle well, but we got no real gameplay footage, so I think it's still too early to tell. I just very much feel like these games, like, you know, Need for Speed Payback, FIFA 18, NBA Live 18, Madden 18, it's just the EA has an audience for these games, and they're not even bothering to, I think.
Yeah, the worst thing is, the absolute worst, is that I know that I'm going to be suckered into this shit as well. Like, I'm going to buy FIFA 18.
Yeah, I'll probably end up getting Need for Speed myself, but I just definitely feel like EA has just sort of gone so far up its own ass with some of these games that trend will continue. Like, the games are just becoming more and more, I don't want to say outrageous, that's the wrong word, but like, Need for Speed Payback, like, it did not have to be Need for Speed Fast and Furious 7. Like, it just, you know how the game went from, it's just a casual car heist, to like, explosion.
And suddenly the truck is going 120 miles an hour down the highway.
Like, this is comedy now. This is not dangerous. This is not, you know, it's not dramatic. So I think that, and also my huge question marks about where they're going to take the story of Alex Hunter.
Alex Hunter, he has returned back to the FIFA World Championship. Yeah, will he move to Bundesliga?
It was a very elaborate trailer, but apart from, you know, motion capture Ronaldo's like dorky, you know, rubber suit thing, there wasn't very much to go off on.
I mean, it's FIFA. Like, you know, you can probably guess that they'll make like tweaks to FIFA 16 and 17's gameplay, but like, it's FIFA.
Yeah, and then NBA Live 18, the big announcement. Having a street league, which also
should have
fun.
Been in every single game because NBA Street was the bomb back in the day.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is about time, but it's so far just looks like a way to get cosmetic upgrades and whether it will
buy pretty shorts.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah, and to get Air Jordans and Versace shorts. So.
Exactly, it's a really, really good plan. It's all that really matters, to be honest.
Yeah, I didn't even pay attention to what they were saying about Madden.
So, I mean, Madden has a career mode now as well, where you play as not Alex Hunter.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Amazing.
You can play the drums. Yep,
yeah, so... that's a sports wrap up, everyone.
Yeah. So I mean, they'll probably be good games. They'll be good, but I just don't. Yeah, I've got not much to say.
What an adventure. They'll be predictably consistent. They will deliver what they've always delivered to fans, with the exception of the game looking better, feeling better, having more ass dimples on the Madden players.
Oh, that's really important, actually. Well, yeah.
A lot more sweat on the FIFA 18 players. But this was just, you know, there's a lot of small graphic details that are going to be, and all the kinks that they've had with Frostbite, they would have had time to iron out by the time these games come out. Yeah,
and that's the exact case. So it means that they will be good. Like, it's going to be hard to say that they're going to be bad games. And if you're not into sports games, well, like, you're probably not going to be into it.
Yeah,
but if you're like me,
if
you're like me and you just like a casual FIFA game every so often, then yeah, it will probably be the bomb. Like, it'll be good.
Okay, yeah. What else haven't we covered? We haven't. Oh, the new BioWare IP.
Although I completely forgot that existed. Oh, God.
I know. So we got about 4 seconds of footage.
And it was just BioWare Titanfall IP. Meets Evolve meets Destiny.
Yeah, and trolls, a lot of trolls.
There was also a troll.
There was one huge troll. I maintain that the enemy of the game is going to be the trolls. I won't have it any other way. It's going to be Destiny fighting. It's going to be Halo X, the Troll Kingdom. That's what I want from the new IP. But
perfect.
I'm guessing from the 4 seconds that we saw, I don't think we really come to many conclusions about narrative or direction or any of that, but
I just say
it looks very underwhelming.
It looks the fact that I forgot it existed entirely, like, you had to remind me just then to even make me think about it, and I just really don't care. I care less about that than anything else that they showed, because it was just so like, all right, here is generic space guy, here's a thing. Yeah.
I wasn't quite sure if it was, like, set in space or, like, set in Earth, but we were all wearing, you know, biohazard suits because Earth has now been irrevocably corrupted and is now run by trolls, human mutants. I mean, the story could be anything.
Oh, my God. If it's mutants, I'm going to be so upset, but also I won't care.
It could be mutants, and, you know, the story could be anyone's guess, but the only impression, really, that I got from Anthem is that I won't have to pay $110 for this game when it comes out, because so far nothing. I mean, if you compare the previous original BioWare IP releases to what you've got now in terms of, you know, when they were shown at their respective EAs and when they were trotted out at the various game cons, there was so much more. And I feel like Anthem is just BioWare going, we had some stuff on the room floor, we'll throw it out there, we'll maybe make a game out of it in like a year and a half. Like, I just don't feel like they've actually put the kind of groundwork that they did when they announced, you know, games like Dragon Age, games like Mass Effect. Like, this wasn't the groundwork laid there. And I mean, I know because it's an original new IP, it's not going to have that backing, that fan interest, but it just feels like there was no semblance of trying. No one gave a fuck about Anthem. Like, no one presented anything about Anthem, and there was a really weird AI segue as well after / before that, which I thought was very strange.
It's I feel like EA this year was just criminally underwhelming. Also, they didn't announce NHL 18, which I'm very confused about, because if they're gonna announce everything else, they might as well announce EA's coming out with a new hockey game, because I'd actually buy that as well.
Yeah, I would have preferred that than the 10 minutes of networking and Skynet and...
Skynet and Seed.
Yeah, and like integrating advanced AI with your life and making playing every day possible. It sounded very sinister. I don't know what they're doing with Seed 100%, but Seed is very close to Skynet. That both sounding very sort of inconspicuous and fine at the beginning, but it's just...
And this is how the world ends.
Yeah, we know Seed exists. You know,
not even Alex Hunter can save us.
Imagine that's a new BioWare IP plot. It's like Rogue AI takes over the world, and then you get to play as Alex Hunter. I would actually pay money for that.
I would also pay money for that.
I would want to see fucking Alex Hunter take his life from FIFA to saving Earth. That would be a real story.
The beautiful game. Alrighty, I think that about pretty much wraps us up. I feel
Star
for
Wars
EA.
Battlefront.
No,
Star
we're not
Wars
talking about it.
Oh,
no.
Come on, we have to. Okay,
no.
We'll do a summary.
Okay.
We have to do a summary.
You can
Star
play
Wars
as heroes. It looks like it has
key.
Content.
Yeah, content across all three generations. You can play as Rey, I assume Kylo as well, Darth Maul, Yoda. There'll be couch co-op, deeper progression in terms of staged maps, which I now assume means maps with just far more operational stages. You can apparently have tanks now and summon down Starwing fighters. And, you know, is this going to be another Star Wars Battlefront game?
It's Star Wars. If you like Star Wars, you're going to like it.
Yeah, if you love the Star Wars mobile game, I'm sure you'll love it.
No, stream's going down. Stream is down.
They were plugging that hard.
No, I'm cancelling the stream now. I can't believe it.
Gosh.
That was one of the
okay.
worst things I've ever seen in my life. We're not going to talk about that.
Okay, we're not talking about that. Then we're going to pretend that EA Play stopped at the conclusion of the Star Wars Battlefront gameplay, which was hosted very charismatically by iJustine. Shout out to you, girl. I don't know where you've been for the past 5 years, but glad that you're still doing you. That about is it for EA Play for us here at E3.
Hooray.
Sports titles and shitty new IP.
Hooray. And one good new IP as well. Let's not forget the good IP.
Right,
yep.
That's right. A way out. Keep an eye on that.
There we go. Alrighty. Well, thanks for joining in, everyone. As we'll be doing this sort of, you know, quick bite podcast for every sort of press conference this week, just look forward to them coming up as they do. As always, you can find us on Twitter, you can find us on Digitally Downloaded as well, of course, which are probably on the site of at this point in time, so I don't know why I'm saying that. And we are always able to have a bit of a tweet sesh. So, yes, check the description below for all that information. Have a wonderful evening, day, morning, whatever it is at this point in time for you, and we'll catch you all later.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that more than we enjoyed EA Play.